whatever comes out from this, according to what I understood. And so feel free to correct any mistakes. But Lagabi the etzem din over here, where it says Omar Rava and the Fiyur Amid Beis, Omar Rava Prakmatya Kol Shu Aser, there's an issue to do Prakmatya, it's this or Tircha, or other reasons, but seems to be the Iker reason, that you're not allowed to do Prakmatya, means even though there's no Malacha involved, you're still not allowed to do Prakmatya in Chol Moed. And that, it says, Amar B'Yasi Baravin, with Dover Ovid Mutter. Now, obviously, the alphabet of that means is that you're not going to make money. If you're doing a business that doesn't make money during the year, then you shouldn't be doing it done. So, you're making money during the year. By not doing it, you're not making money. So, obviously, there's some sort of not making money that's going on by this that he's being moneah from doing prakmatia. So, what does it mean, davar avid is mutter? So, on that, Taisa says, ki yadua, davar avid, the bottom Taisa says, appears with davar shem leim karnata, shem leim karni yafi pamacharis, yafsim in a karen. So Taisa says, Yafsim min HaKaren. Those are the words of Taisa and the words of the Rosh. So the most literal interpretation of that halacha, which is the most machmer interpretation, means that if a person won't sell it, it's going to get ruined. Unless he has schayra that will get ruined if he doesn't sell it. That's a regular davar, then he's allowed to do prakmatya. That's obvious. Huadin, if he's going to lose from his principal investment into the business. So he's going to, he bought it for $100, and Maisa after Yom Tov, he's only going to be able to sell it for 90. Even though right now the price is 120, but then he's only going to sell it for 90. Why? Because it's a seasonal thing. The shuk goes up and down. Whatever it is, he's going to only be able to sell it later, even if it doesn't spoil, but he's only going to be able to sell it later for less. That's called the Yafsi Min HaKaren. Included in that is his tircha also. So let's say it cost him $100 and he had to spend days loading it up and stocking the shelves or whatever else he does. And now, even if after Yom Tov he'll be able to sell it for $100, it's still called Yafsim Min HaKaren because the Karen is also the value of time that he put into it. Okay. However, the obvious question on learning this Yafsim Min HaKaren literally is from the Gemara on the Afiyur Aleph Amid Aleph, the next page. That the Gemara over there says the story when the fish came up to the side of the water of the bank that there was a fish over there, and the Olim took the fish. Mavor there that they only were allowed to take whatever they were going to use for Yom Tif. Now the Shaila is, are they allowed to, like both the Shenis and the Gemara, they were not allowed to go take the fish, but they had the fish. So what are they allowed to do with it? So now it says that given the midaita amalek, given the mikara daita dachila isnayu v'yishovik lupasti kiprakmatya ha'ovid domi. So it's like prakmatya ha'ovid. So it means that now they're allowed to sell it. Now they're allowed to sell it because otherwise it's going to, or preserve it or whatever. They're allowed to protect their schara in order it shouldn't lose because prakmatya ha'ovid domi. Now if you're going to learn Taisis, it means literally Yafsim Min HaKaren means your principal investment. Over here it was free. So over here it was free. It came to the Rishos for free. So the Chayra, why are they allowed it to protect the fish? Worst comes to worst, they don't sell, they lose. So that would be a kasha on interpreting it that way. So now, take that all right. So that would.
One of the explanations for Yafsim Min HaKaren that it spoiled?
I'm saying, but it means that you have money that you, the money that you put into it. Keep shooting. I'm saying the problem with spoiling is because you spend money on it, and now you're going to lose that money. So you're saying that now that you have it, yeah, but you took it to eat it. The whole point is that you took it to eat it. So now you took it to eat it, and now you can make money off it. So you won't make money off it. What are you going to lose? You're not going to end up with less than what you started. Okay, so notice, so l'chara, what you see from there is so that's the kasha. So now, so you're saying the aleph is you lose the value of what you have, and your shus is also called upseda min hakar. Now, l'maisa, the emes is, this is already a big machlokes in the Rishonim. Shaila is, what about a different case? What about a different case? Where it's not Yafsim Nekaren, but it's Avuri Ravcha. So the case is that you spend $100 on it, and now you can sell it for $120. And after Yom Tov, you'll be able to sell it for $110. So it means you're still going to end up with more money than you spent, but you're going to end up with less money than you have now. Right? So is that called, what's the status of that? What is that called? The Yafsim Min HaKaren. So the Beis Yosef brings L'chaira Machlokes Rishonim on this issue between the Mordechai and the Ma'arik. The Mordechai seems to say that that's not called Yafsim Min HaKaren, because who cares? L'maisa, you're still ending up with more than what you put into it originally. The fact that you won't be able to pay, you won't be able to sell it for what you could sell it now, is not called Yafsim Min HaKaren. So he's looking at it more literally. I guess just have to be machalic that it's not going to spoil completely, like you're saying over there. But he's not using, he says that it has to be that it's Yafsim Min HaKaren. He says, Deloy Karina Davar Avet El Azroim Shiyavshu V'Te'inim Demisli. It's going to spoil completely. You're going to lose everything. That's not called. Why? Because if that's called davar avid, then it's basically that's everything. So what? However, the other Rishonim, he brings this from the Rivash. Rivash says, no, that's called the Yafsim Min HaKaren. That means he's learning that if you put $100 into it to sell it for $120, the value you have now is $120. That's what you have in your Rishos. If I'm going to have to wait till after Yom to sell for only $110, then I'm losing from what I have in my Rishos. So they're learning that the value of the Schorah is your Karen is the money you can make from it. Because that's what pragmatia is. That's what business is. It's not the value of it as a wholesale, what your replacement cost, what it would cost you to take it. The hefset is the value of the zachalein. So since that's the value of the thing itself, if you will lose from the value, even though you're going to sell more than the karen, that's also called the yafsim min hakaren. The other rishonim say not like that. Now, the Mordechai says not like that.
Is the answer to this question that every business is like that?
So it comes out, according to the Rivash, it comes out that the whole Isser of Schoira is a very limited case. It means, really, you run a store, the shuk is not fluctuating, everything's the same. And the only thing you're missing is you're going to close down for a week, so you're going to miss 1 week of business. But whatever you have, you'll sell the next, nothing's changing. So whatever you have, you'll sell next week, everything's the same. The only thing you're missing is you're not going to make profit for 1 week, or tag or whatever, but you're not going to make money for a week. So Mamela, okay, that's what you're missing. But anytime there's a concern that maybe prices will go down, then even though it's more than, you're still going to make money, you're still going to run the business, it's still called Yafsim Min HaKaren according to that shita.
Buying would always be
else, right? So the Ritva brings these two shitas. The Ritva says Yafsim Min HaKaren brings Toysvis. Yeshomi the Kimisha Kvarhu Bershusoi. Vihigia loy mokum harevach. Dover Avidhu ima hefsid keneged harevach. If you're going to lose even just the revach portion, and he brings the rye from the fish, and the pshat is because the value of the item of the schoira is the value you can make from it. That's how you do business. So your value as a business then is not what you don't see in there, is only the principle that you invested into it. The idea is that the money you can make from it is also your karen. And in Mela, if you can only going to end up making less money afterwards, even though it's more than your principal investment, that's going to be called a davar of it. So
is it the revach or because the shabbos went down?
But the shabbos is only connected to revach. Meaning, at the end you're still going to make back your profit. You know, you're still going to make back your cost.
The davar of it is because I own this item and now this item went down the value. If I wait, it's going to go. Why am I selling?
Right,
less?
Only the revach is going to go down.
The etzem chetz is mine, and my item is going down the value.
Right, I'm saying, even though it's only going to I'm saying, as in the context of pragmatia, the value of the zach is what you could sell it for. That's how you run a business. And therefore, if I'm going to have to sell it for less, it's going to be called a davar avid. Because my his lashon is shekvar hu bershusai v'yigil loy makom arav. You already have it because you could already sell it now for 120. So giving it up is davar avid. So that's what he says over here. The I'm okay now. Two points on this. So one point is what you said. What about buying? Let's start the other way. So the Rosh, what does the Rosh hold about this issue? So the Rosh brings down that it's only Hefzim and Akaren. And he sounds like he brings down the Yerushalmi, the first Yerushalmi, that says Avruy Ravcha is not Hefzim. And it would sound like very stark that he's going, that it has to be Hefzim and Akaren more literally. Yet he brings down the other Yerushalmi that says a shayara is mutter, and a shayara is a unique opportunity to make money. And if I'm going to have to wait, I'm not going to be able to sell my item. Let's just sell it for now. I'm not going to be able to sell my item to the shayara. I'm going to have to wait and sell it for less. That's mutter. So does that stem with the concept of Yafsim and Akari? So on this, I'll be honest, it was very shver to me, but the Beis Yosef asked this kasha. And the Beis Yosef basically says that the Yerushalmi is saying that you don't need to really be mafsim in a karen. Avruy Ravcha is also called davar avid. They're not being able to make money is called davar avid. And that's the case. The case is basically they're willing to buy your item for more. So let's take our case. You spent 100, you normally could sell for 120. Now these guys come and they could sell it. They'll buy it from you for 130. They're going to buy it for you. Now, after Yom Tov, you're going to go back down, and that sale is not going to be available. So, Mamela, you see that it's motor to sell it to the Shiara. So, obviously, they're going that once you have the opportunity to sell it, so he's going with the other Pshat. That's where the Beis Yosef understood the rush. He's going and he's understanding the rush. I'll pee the Yerushalmi that he's going that with the other Pshat of the Rishonim, that once the Revach is Bershusai, losing that Revach is Davar Avid. And Mamela, Memela, he's matter the thing in Yerushalmi. So he says, so what do you mean in the first place? Yeah, it's Mir Karen. So he says, is that there's a difference between Avada and a Safek. So he says, the answer is that the only time that it's Aser, he says, Abu Mir Karen, Yasin, Aser B'moyed. So basically, that if there's a vadai that you're going to miss out, if there's a vadai that you're going to miss out on the revach, he's saying that the Rosh is matter that. So he's saying the Rosh is matter that if there's a vadai, you're going to miss out even on the revach. So he's understanding Yafsim Min HaKaren, I guess, means like the other. Even Yafsim Min HaKaren meant even the Revach you can get, and he says, there's a vada that you're going to miss that. Then he holds it that's Mota. Lemaisa, I had very shver, because I thought that that's not what Yerushalmi's point. Yerushalmi was saying something else. Yerushalmi was saying a unique opportunity to make money is considered a davar avid. Everything else, I don't have to know vada that. Everything else, okay, keep my store open. That's within the way business works. Business works is sometimes you sell, the shuk goes up, the shuk goes down, and when Chazal is telling you that you have to be mafsim in a karen, what it means is that if you don't know what's going to be, and you don't know, but the shuk may go up a little bit, may go down a bit, there's a fluctuation in price, that's not what he's being mafsim. He's just saying that there's a unique heter of something which is a one-time opportunity that you, and I guess the business requires, sometimes you have to make these like good deals, so Mimela, you're allowed to do that. But Stamazoi being Mavrim in Arevach is not really included in that heter. So Taka found the Karen Ora says this. The Karen Ora asks on the Beis Yosef, and the Karen Ora says that can't be Pshat in the Rosh, and there's a Raya. Says the Raya that can't be Pshat in the Rosh is because Rosh is back and forth about Halva, Beribis. That even if you won't be able to make the Halva later, it sounds like the Rosh is not so happy with it. And the Mela, he says that why not? You can make money. Obviously, Avuri Ravcha is not called Hefsid, and Mamela, the Rosh, does not hold like that. That's how he wants to learn. But the Bezuzah did not learn like that. That's it seems like. Shaila is what you mentioned. What about, so I want to get into that on this. What about the other way around? What about if that is correct? So with the basis, what does he do with the Karanaris Kasha about Alva? So like this. The Ramban brings, and the Torah brings it, the Ramban brings that even if you're allowed to go sell to these Shayara people, because it's a unique opportunity, or however you learn it, but to buy from them is Aser. Even though it's very cheap, you can buy from them for very cheap, and you're not going to be able to buy from them later for so cheap, but buying is different, is Aser. So Shaila is, what's the difference between buying and selling? So the pshat is that when a person is in business, so the value of the schoira is the money that he can make for it. Is the money is not what it's going to cost him to replace it in his business. He already has the revach. Since he has the revach b'shusai, giving up the revach is a davar avid. The shaila is, what about cash that you have in your business? Cash that you have in your business. So how do we view the cash that you have in your business? The value of the cash that you, the money that you have in your business is, the value of it is whatever the value of the money is, or the value of it is how much money you can make off the money. So the Ramban is saying is that I have money. Nothing's going to change. I'm still going to have the same amount of money after Yom Tov. So what's the difference? The only difference is how much money I can make with the money. So he says that's not included, l'kuli alma, in the heter of the Hefsid Minakaren. Means Hefsid Minakaren, even if you go with the more expanded version, means that since the Revach was already Babar Shusai, because he can now go, he has the value of it, and he already invested, and now he can make more money. So that potential Revach he can make is already Bar Shusai. So now he has the right to make that money. But you don't say that money that you have is worth the potential Revach it can make, and therefore the potential Revach is included in the Karen of the money. That you don't say. So Mimela, I'm saying this is my business. My business is to buy stuff and sell it. So the money though, the money maintains its value, and it's not considered the value. It's not considered that it has the value that it can make. Not like people think say nowadays, huh?
And the money is the product.
So what are those that argue on the Ramban say? Those that argue on the Ramban say that, so what does the Ramban hold? The Ramban holds the only thing which is mutar is when it's a real davar avid, which is for your own personal needs. When it's for your own personal need, so pshat is, that's talk a regular davar avid, because I'm going to lose money. I'm going to talk and lose money, because to buy is for your own personal need, that's a regular davar avid. But in business, that's not called davar avid, because you're still going to have the same amount of money you have later. What you're going to lose is the potential revach. So that potential revach is not included. The Meiri says, what are the other ones, the other shittas that say that you're even allowed to buy, what do they hold? They take a hold like this pshat, more contemporary way of thinking, that the value of money is the amount of money you can make on the money. So memela, that's why money is the most expensive commodity, Betzin. You pay more for money than you pay for anything else. Right? So pay 13% interest, whatever. So money is the value you can make with the money. So v'chein nearly tam l'davar shehamois l'schoira hinoindim uchashah schoira metzuya im ein loichinois sahi pseida. It's not called avoy ravcha. It means by a business person, the money is worth the revach you can make from it. If you're going to tell me I could buy with this $100, I could buy 100 pieces, and I could sell them each for $5 a piece, so I can make $400 with this $100. Now, if I wait till afterwards, I'm going to have to buy it for $2 a piece. I can only make $300 with this $100. So you're taking away from my carrot, because my $100, I have in it already the ability to make the $500. So the...
It's two steps removed, my money. You have to go buy something and then sell that thing. My merchandise, it's one step.
Right, but by merchandise, but you have to go sell it, but once you buy it, you have it, because that's the other sheet, right? Once I buy it, I can sell it for $5, it's like I have the $5, so I can convert my $100 into $500 just by buying it.
But I think, my point is, you say they're not arguing about if I see money, that I'm going to buy it.
the value. They could agree that in money there's a value. It's a one-step thing. It's two steps.
No, the part is, do I have it? Is the value that I can get from, you can say whatever you want, but the point is it included in this heter that the potential revach is considered b'shusa already?
So would you say the same
thing by ribis? So even in the Meiri, what would he say by ribis? Would you say that, would you get it by ribis? So if you ask my father holds you, of course you say by ribis, even more so. The value of economically speaking, the value of money is the ribbis. That's the value of money. So, I asked him this question. What do you about this thing? Is there a difference between a business person or interest?
So the question is, they're about to agree to ribbis. That's the question.
We need zikur and all that. I think ribbis. I don't think we look at the ribbis because we hold the ribbis as also. We don't look at ribbis like that. We don't look like ribbis is the value of the money. We look like ribbis is extra. So even to it's mutter by good, but we don't have this thing. No, so it could be that's pshat in the that's why the whole like Karen Aris kasha on the Beis Yosef is not such a mukhid kasha, because he's saying it's not just the Beis Yosef is not just saying in the Rosh. Is ability to is not making money called losing money? That's not the point. The point is, do you already have it bershusay or not? That's the side of this whole idea. Do you already have the money you can make bershusay? Are you holding it? So the Rosh says by schayer you have it, but by money you don't. For sure, not by ribis. So memela the ribis, the money that you make on ribis, even though like you're saying ribis is the money is the business, but the extra money that you charge for ribis is extra. It's not licked in the money. So maybe if I have money, the fact that I can make ribis, that's extra. No, because buying pragmati is, I could buy $100 of schir with my $100. And that schir I could sell for $500. So that's going to be all, it's not like
ribis
that.
Isn't here yet.
Ribis is nothing.
Ribis is
no, but ribis, no, because ribis is, you don't see the ribis, it's not licked in the money. It's extra.
That's business. That's how I make money.
Okay, so even though that's your business, your business is essentially the Gemara Bava Metzias says stealing. In other words, you're taking money that really you don't have. Right, when I have $100 and I buy $100 of schoira, it's not intrinsic, according to
the
purpose. Right, so money that can earn schoira, and I'm a business person, so that's how my business is. My schoira, my money equals the amount of schoira I can buy. That's what it's worth. By ribis, it's just an opportunity to make more money. It's not that the value is licked in my rishus already. So, what? So,
I think where you have to use money. I have to pay the
rent. Yeah. It's also connected to this other shita. But, no, yeah, it's not like that. He's an aval, even though he holds that you could buy, but no, maybe there's other souls you can't buy either. Okay. Anyway, so that would be pshat in the Beis Yosef that he holds that it's not just. This shaila of avuri ravcha, is that called hefsin? It's not the pshad is not making money called hefsin. Obviously, Chazal knew that you're not making money. That's not the point. The point of the point is what you have now, the potential to make money, is that already bershuscha, and giving it up is called davar avid, for what's in your rishus already. So mela, that's the shaila in the rishonim by schira, the money that I'll make more than my principal investment, but I'm going to make less than profit, is minimizing profit considered davar avid, taking away currently what I have in my rishus, and that was the rush held. The Beis Yosef holds the rush holds like that, and the carer is cash about money. Money is different. That's the Ramban already saying. The money is different. The Rishonim argue on the Ramban and say you're allowed to buy money. You're allowed to buy with the money because the potential to turn it into schaira is included in the money. But the ribis, already the Rosh holds, is not included in the money.
What if you're not in business?
If you're not in business, then you're not in business. That's what we'll get to. If you're not in business, then your money is just to buy groceries. for if you're not in business, then your money is not equal to potential making money.
Your goal is to become business.
Okay, I don't know. I'm saying, but if you're not in L'chora, that's the chiluk in the two terutim of the Rosh and the Ravid. The Ravid asks Akasha that L'chora, this whole heter of the Shayara, heter of the Shayara, Zok the Ravid, that you're allowed to make, you're allowed to take advantage of a unique opportunity. You're allowed to take advantage of a unique opportunity. It's not going to be ill later. So even though it's not going to be hefsim in a karen. So frek there, how come in the case with the fish, weren't they allowed to go and take the fish in the first place? L'chara is a unique opportunity to make money. I'm not going to have it later. So why wouldn't I be allowed to go do that? So the Ravid says, Prakmati is different than Metzia. That's his first tarot. So, and I think that we paskin like that tarot, not like the other tarots, because that's the Lashon Mechaber in the next Sif. Sivov, Metzia also literal chapas, meaning he's paskin like the second tarot of the Rosh. The Goyim just says, Kamosh Kazar Rosh Hashanah, you're going to say, which Teretz? It's the second Teretz Lachar. So, and what's the Pshat? So the Rishonim say, L'idomi l'mekach ha'chomenka, d'bitul didei p'seidahu, mash'enke b'metziah. That means, a potential to make money is not called, that's outside. Outside money is called, hefshed revach is not called, davar avid. But in business, an opportunity to make more money, even if that doesn't necessarily, it's not only in machay, that opportunity to make money, that's the way business is run. Business is the opportunity, you need to take advantage. You take advantage of it within the context of the business to take advantage of the opportunity. By the way, that whole kasha is much more mashal like the Karen Arya, right? Because, although it's really the kasha, if the whole idea is, if he always holds, you're just allowed to make money, so you're only allowed to make money of the money that you have, really. You can't take it, right? If that dude Yerushalmi is because it's a unique opportunity, so that's his kasha. This is also a unique opportunity. But if that dude Yerushalmi is, you're allowed to sell because you already got the stuff into your shoes. So then what was all kasha from over there? It's like, so Karen Taka says like that. The whole shakva tari over the rush is mashma, like he said. But the idea is that once it's within the context of business, it's mutter. Okay. Okay, just one halacha, just people keep on asking this question, is what about nothing to do with schara? So this is very nice, you shouldn't do business on Chol Moed. But Maisa, most today, nowadays, people going to work, you can't go to work. What's so bad of going to work? What are you doing already? Most people, if you don't run a store, and you're not buying and selling, so what are you doing? You're a secretary, you're sitting at a desk, a computer, answering phones. If you're not going to work, you're also sitting at your answering phones and sitting on the computer. What's the difference between what you're doing at home and what you're doing at work? I'm saying, so that's not maso mata, that's not pragmatia. So what's the whole taram about going to work at Chol Moed nowadays? Is it such a big deal, like, for most people? So, the maisa is stam. No one can look at it yourself and what the gara is of it, but it's mufur shalacha. That stam is a mufur shalach, nothing to do with the simen. It's halach and tafkaf mem dalid, which is tsar. Tafkaf mem beis. A few malachas hamutaris, ena mutaris laasoisim ela laatzmoid or lachem bechinam of a bischar oser. You're not allowed to get paid to do anything, even whatever's mutar. What?
Is there half a davar for that?
Yeah. Davav is mutter lasses. Yeah. Davav is mutter. But stamazu, you're not allowed to get paid to do something. So sitting at a desk and looking at the wall and get paid for it, you're not allowed to do that.
Why not?
What?
Why not?
He says it's Uvdin Dechol. It's Uvdin Dechol. Don't screw it at all. It says here, the Kabbalah Schar B'Moyed Uvdin Dechol Damer. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah also says that. Ovdin Dechol. I don't know exactly what that means, but that, so there's a whole other issa. Nothing to do with the simon. You're not about going to work on Chol Moed. Not to be confused with this, because Prakmati and everything. I don't run a store, so what's the big deal? It's a separate issa. L'maisa, what you see from here is this whole idea of Aburi Ravcha is that the potential to make money. Right, the potential to make money is like included in the thing, and taking it away is like davar avid. Right, so I was just thinking, that means So the person's a Rebbe, she has a Talmud. So you have to see the potential that the Talmud has to Shteig. If a Talmud has potential to Shteig, so, and okay, and a Rebbe doesn't bring it out. So you say, okay, you don't Shteig that much. No, it's a Davar Ovid, meaning it's that he has that potential, it's not much in him to Shteig, and he doesn't bring it out. It's like a mazik. It's like I'm not, he's like, it's a mazik to not bring out the full potential of the Talmud. So, in Hashem, everyone should be zeicha to bring out our own full potential, our own full potential, and to see the potential in everyone that we can be, have hashpa on, and help bring out the best koiches in ourselves and everyone around us, Be'ezer Hashem, the Talmidim and our families, Be'ezer Hashem.